man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish
hey, we're back,
from
folks.
Dusk till dawn.
I usually cut in where Hank Williams Jr. there, the singer in that song we use so often here in the show, he says, I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and then you usually hear my voice. Or maybe I come in where, how do the lyrics go? Me and the woman and the kids and the dogs, I come in there. But Hank Williams Jr., he lives in Paris, Tennessee. And he said some years ago he wanted to run for U.S. Senator, and we in the American Freedom Party, we sure hope he does. And Hank, if you're out there listening, we'd love to have you join or run on the American Freedom Party ticket. We sure would endorse you, however you choose to run, as a Republican, as an independent, in any party, or no party. And speaking of the American Freedom Party, folks, that's the sponsor of this show. And our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. live program entitled The Trump Phenomenon. It's the American Freedom Party that has been putting all these shows on for you since we started doing this radio 3 years ago here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, this great network set up by Mr. John Stadtmiller, who has his own show that you can listen to Monday through Friday. You certainly want to tune into John Stadtmiller's program, which precedes this one. And what an honor it is for us to inherit John's huge audience, and preceding John's show, the Michael Ribeiro show. Wow. Mike Ribeiro, John Stadtmiller. Boy, I feel like a midget among giants being in that company. So real honor here. And I want to send that salute out to Mike Ribeiro. I don't know, as a fellow host on this network, I really enjoy Mike Ribeiro's show. I enjoyed Mike Ribeiro's show going back years and years. His website, whatreallyhappened.com, oh my, that's one of the pioneer websites of truth. I don't know how far back whatreallyhappened.com goes, but it goes way back. And Mike Ribeiro, you know, he's on YouTube, he's on radio. What a dedication to the patriot cause. Well, so don't forget us, the American Freedom Party, and don't forget us, forget our website. It's theamericanfreedomparty.us. Theamericanfreedomparty.us. And
hey, James, a plug for AFP.
Yes.
American Freedom Party are people who are doing something. A lot of folks in our movement like to say, everything stinks and there's nothing you can do about it. It's not true.
Well, thank you, George. And, you know, thank you doubly for doing it and for talking about doing it. We'll bring on the air here, folks like the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, who has really been a pioneer in America in the area of robocalls and political radio spots. We'll talk a lot about that. But also, when you look at our website, look at Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, one of our board of directors. He is one of the most outstanding figures in the world in the patriot cause. His books, his webzine, that is his magazine online, his paper magazine, the one he edits, the Occidental Quarterly, it's not his, but he is the editor, one of the most extraordinary men in our cause today. And then also look at Dr. Tomislav Sunic, Sunic, another of the giants in our cause. Speaking of giants, I feel like a midget in the company of those two gentlemen as well. And if you like what you see and you like the platform, please join the American Freedom Party. It's easy to do. $25 will do it. Contribute to the American Freedom Party and consider If you like this show, if you think it's a good investment, invest in this show. And here's how you can do it. Make a check, money order, cash, put it in an envelope, mail it, make it out to me, James Kelso. Send it to Post Office Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And that's 56721 for a zip. 56721. James Kelso, Post Office Box 9, East Grand Forks, MN 56721. And I got a contribution yesterday from the return address. It was simply marked Navy from Philadelphia. And it was a two $1 bills were in there. And I, whoever you are out there, those two $1 bills are appreciated. And so, folks, no contributions too small. I'll find other ways to thank folks with, you know, without revealing your identity in any way, but that contributor knows that I'm thanking you personally for those $2. Let's see. I want to refer to something here that, you know, we've been talking about the Democratic Convention a lot. One of the people who's advertised as speaking at the convention is the mother of Michael Brown, who is this guy who actually who was involved in Ferguson, Missouri, and wrestled with a police officer trying to arrest him, went for Officer Darren Wilson's gun and actually got it to fire. He wounded himself. Michael Brown wounded himself by firing Darren Wilson's gun. But Darren Wilson, strong enough to fight this big guy off, 18 years old. Darren Wilson, 30 years old, fought him off, born in Fort Worth, Texas. Is now, because of all this, he was exonerated. Thank goodness he was exonerated as being innocent, being a good cop. But, you know, that ended his career. He's resigned. He's only 30 years old. His police career is over. And subsequent to that, six police officers have been injured in the rioting and looting and gunfire in Ferguson from the people led by people like Michael Brown's mother, who's going to speak, supposedly, at the Democratic Convention. 321 people arrested in this tiny town of Ferguson, Missouri. 10 members of the public injured in three major riots that they've had there. In the 2 years since this happened in, when did it occur? It was August 9th of 2014. But this woman's name, the mother, let me go to that now. Leslie McSpadden, that's her name. Michael Brown's mother. I'm looking at her picture here. And let's read the story here. She is, read the story here, what she said. Well, she's appeared at various Hillary Clinton campaign events, so she's not new on the campaign trail, but I don't see her in the schedule. I do not see her in the schedule. So just that little update there, that they may have dropped not only Deborah Wasserman Schultz, they may have dropped Leslie McSpadden as a speaker. But this is, you know, this is an incident in which a black criminal wrestling with a policeman for his gun, and of course the policeman then chases him and shoots him and kills him. But what do you expect a cop to do if you're wrestling with him trying to get his gun so you can shoot him? You don't expect that the cop's going to use lethal force against you? Come on. You know, and this is a sort of idiotic crusade that the Democratic Party has gotten itself involved in, the absolutely anti-white kind of campaign that the Democratic Party has committed itself to. So I was hoping that we would see Leslie McSpadden in this lineup of nobodies who are speaking at the Democratic Convention, but I don't see her name anywhere. I don't see any mention of Michael Brown or Leslie McSpadden, George. So we won't get to hear from her, maybe. Oh, let's read another. Here's a headline that George found. Maybe you could read it, George. The mayor, a former mayor of Minneapolis, and a, one of the vice chairmen of the Democratic National Committee. Could you read what he's, what you just, the message you just sent me?
All right, James, let me pull it up.
I've got it if you don't find it.
I can do it. Mayor R.T. Ribeck, a vice chairman at the Democratic National Committee, told The Hill, and The Hill is, The Hill and Politico are several, they are in town in Washington, rags about the insider political scene, told The Hill on Sunday that those involved in scheming to undermine Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign should either resign immediately or be fired. The DNC needs to make a clear statement that this was wrong and that any member of the staff involved in criticizing another candidate, especially using DNC offices and equipment, should be fired. If any officer played a role in helping another candidate when we're supposed to be neutral, they should resign. It's that simple. Make a clear statement, clean up this mess so we can move on and work together. Mayor R.T. Ribeck of used to be the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Excellent. And that's one of the vice chairmen. So that's, so you know, in these phone calls that we're talking about going on in the background or, you know, behind the scenes with all kinds of screaming surely occurring, folks like Ribeck are saying, get this mess out of here. And I'm not going to be associated with this. So, and then he says, so we can get on with things, meaning that they've been derailed. They have been completely derailed by this. The convention is fully shamed and embarrassed. And as I say, you know, something I just realized in our program today, George, I did not realize this. I knew the Democratic Convention, because it's in the nature of such things, was going to be a bore and would be nothing but pap and, you know, politically correct, you know, nonsense. But I did not realize how, in fact, barren and empty this convention is going to be. There is nothing there. They have a number of speakers, you know, that will appear interspersed with these major speakers. They have the major speakers all appearing at the end of each evening, folks. But preceding that is just an absolute snooze of people like this lady who was making 25 cents less per hour at a pizza stand, and this guy who... his son was one of the 14 Muslims killed in American while wearing the American uniform. You know, and then others even more boring than that. This is bizarre. And then you get this, not Hall of Fame, you get this Hall of Shame of speakers of Bernie, Michelle, Bill, Joe, Barack, Chelsea, and Hillary. You don't have to even use the last names. It's like Merle and Merle and Hank. You don't have to use the last name. These people are so infamous. Bernie, Michelle, Bill, Joe, Barack, Chelsea, and Hillary. What a losing 4 days. And this should be there should be a wonderful drop in the Democrat numbers. And then let's talk about Tim Kaine for a moment, folks. And if you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. What about Tim Kaine? Well, we just learned, I just learned today, right now on the air, that Tim Kaine preceded Deborah Wasserman Schultz as the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, which she assumed, I think it was back in, what was the year, 2009, something like that. So she's been there a long time. But Tim Kaine, I'd like to get your views also, George, on Tim Kaine. This guy, I've watched him to see what kind of charisma he has. He doesn't have much of any. He is a Hillary Clinton groupie. He is obsequiously praising of her. He is, I'll tell you another thing I like about Tim Kaine. He's just like Hillary, he kind of looks like Hillary Clinton a little bit, but he's also just like her in that he will not answer a question. He doesn't answer questions. He deflects questions. He answers the question he wants to answer, not the question of the questioner. And this is such an annoying trait. It's one of the things that makes Hillary Clinton obnoxious. And Tim Kaine shares that trait. It may be that she, you know, birds of a feather flock together. She recognized a kindred spirit in Tim Kaine. But this is not going to sell well with the American people. Mike Pence is great. He answers the question straight on. And, of course, Donald Trump is the master. he gives you more than you bargained for when he answers a question. So I'm not – the Tim Kaine selection as VP doesn't distress me at all. I think he's a weak vice presidential candidate. And I think Hillary, you know, they talk about him as being a safe choice. That is, Hillary restrained herself from picking a fellow radical like Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Senator Warren, and went with somebody that's a little more of a milquetoast. He's a certified liberal. He doesn't have a patriotic bone in his body. But Tim Kaine is kind of a mealy-mouthed, two-timed, or a double-talking person who comes across probably a little more acceptable to middle America. What do you say, George?
Don't get me going on Tim Kaine from the same state that gave us James Webb. Let me invoke Sam Francis for a second, James. I'll be quick.
Okay.
Maybe if the gods line up and things work well, the two parties can really flip-flop. And now the Democrat Party can become the stupid party. As we all know how they, you know, the GOP got that moniker because they threw white America over the side or under the bus, said, screw, we don't need you, white America. We don't need you. We want blacks and Hispanics and everybody else. And that didn't go too well for 30 years. And now, you know, the Donald Trump or Republican Party is definitely at least extending a hand to white America. So the Democrats have now gone so radical. I mean, they've basically gone straight over to all-out communism. And it would make my day if the whole damn thing wouldn't just fall apart. Wouldn't it be great if the Democrats would split into 15 parts?
Yes. Yes. And you're saying the same thing that Pat Buchanan is saying in his latest column, and I might get a chance to read a little of that. Before we get to that, let's take a call from we've got two callers on the line, Greg in Texas and Iconoclast in Ohio. Let's start with you, Greg, in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've listened to your show almost since day one on RBN as an avid RBN listener, and I've got a question for you.
Sure.
I'd like to hear your opinion from an objective perspective. Let's get off all the cheerleading and the throwing stuff back and forth, because I'm apolitical, but I'm very much a patriotic activist, and I've got lawsuits in the Supreme Court of the United States where nobody else has been able to get them there because I'm sick of this corruption. I think the Democrats will self-implode. We don't have to keep throwing poopy against the he said, she said. I think what we have to do to maintain our own credibility as, and I think it's an overused word, patriot, because I don't think everybody really understands what that word intrinsically means. But we don't have time now to discuss that. Let's just say that for us as patriots, I think the only way we maintain credibility is to maintain our objectivity and a position of being apolitical in terms of trying to throw poop against the other side and always praise our guy. I'm an ex-combat fighter pilot from Vietnam, and here's the way it works. You are known by your actions and the way you carry yourself in terms of being objective. When you lower yourself into this arena of the Republicans talking about the Democrats, patriots versus non-patriots, Democrats talking about Republicans, it's childish. It is one of the single major reasons we have in the last 130 years gotten into this crap scenario that we're in. I am going to vote for Trump because I think he's by far the best choice. But if we do not hold him to the same objective degree of criticism and forcing him to put his cards on the table, we are no better. We're differently colored, differently styled, or in a different colored pair of pants, but we're no different than the other side that never says what they're going to do.
Now, Greg, can I keep you on the phone through this break? And I want to talk about some of the great things you just said.
Thank you.
Sure. Hang on.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back.
We're back, folks. And this is Kelso, of course, and we've got on the phone with us Greg. And he, Greg, you mentioned holding Donald Trump to a high standard. I'll tell you what, here's one reason I feel very good about that idea. And we've got the right man, Greg. And by the way, a thank you to your service in Vietnam as a fighter pilot. And you must be having good thoughts about Mike Pence's son, Michael, being a Marine Corps pilot training at the Pensacola Naval Air Station.
I'll be totally blunt with you. I'm apolitical, and that doesn't sway me at all.
Okay.
Let me finish. I was raised by some of the best and mentored by some of the best. Guys like Tom Swam, Al Munch, Jerry Davis, some of the most highly decorated guys out of Vietnam. And here's, when they were my commanders, let me tell you what they told me. When I first walk in, they'd say, you keep your mouth shut, you tell the truth, you tell the whole truth, you don't make claims that you're not willing to take criticism and attack on, and you're here because of your own choice, period. I don't ever want to hear any of you saying, oh, we put ourselves in the line of fire and we're giving up so much for the people. No, that's incorrect. We all volunteer. None of us were draftees. So when Mike Pence says his son is training to be a pilot, that's good on him, but I give him credit. His son has no effect on anything I think politically. Here's the question. Here's the question. I'm going to vote for Trump because I think he's the best choice we've got, but I am not a cheerleader because I think, James, that we set ourselves apart and win. Put Trump over the top by showing the world that we will not lower ourselves into playing the same smut-throwing game that has permeated our political scene for over 100 years. Here's the question.
Okay, now hang on. That's the first question. Let's not go to the next one. Here's what
the
Trump
real
is
question
doing.
I'd like to just get your personal opinion on, because I've listened to you for hours and hours.
Okay,
when
go
Trump
ahead.
Says, when I take the oath of office on January the 20th, all of this crime is going to stop. It raises a huge response from everybody, and everybody says, oh, what a great guy. Look, I was one of three guys who uncovered the SNL debacle in 1985. So I know a lot about Mr. Trump's business background. That's not the discussion. I don't care about that. I care that he is a strong leader that doesn't say things to the American people that puts him in a position 6, 8, 9 months or a year from now being slandered by everybody else because he was guilty of doing the same thing that every other politician has done, and that is to say, when I'm elected, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then those X, Ys, and Zs don't happen.
Now, Greg,
question to you is, how do you really think in one day, Mr. Trump, when he becomes the president, how is he going to be able to stop the crimes against the police, the crimes from the police against the American citizen, of which there's many? How is he going to stop all of that in one day? It's or in 6 months?
Let me answer the question. I got the question. Now let me answer it. The great thing about Donald Trump, and his kids all said it at the Republican convention. I'm sure you watched that. Tiffany said it. Ivanka said it. Eric said it. Don said it. Melania said it. And they're right. Donald Trump does what he says he's going to do. Donald Trump doesn't lie, and he delivers. He builds, and he gets things done. And you talk about, you know, we're better off building than sliming people. That's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the greatest. Hang on, Greg. My turn. Donald Trump is the greatest builder we have ever had run for any political office. Nobody in American, in my knowledge, no one in American political history has led a life of such building and achievement, literally building. His son, I think it was Don, in one of the speeches said, my dad transformed the skyline of Manhattan, and he has. Just review all that he has built. Now you ask a question, how can he in one day, it's on January 17th, it's the day he'll be sworn in. He'll accomplish a lot on that first day, not everything. He's not saying he'll do it all in one day. But I'll tell you what he does say. Right after this break, I'll tell you what he does say about how fast he's going to go. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Back, folks, and we've got a. I'm going to go to another caller here. I'm going to finish answering a question for you, Greg, and I appreciate all your comments. But we're going to go to Jason in Boston for the next call. So, Jason, you get ready. By way of answering your question, Greg, I want to play a little clip of audio from Don Trump Jr. He spoke on the second day of the convention, and as part of his speech, he played this very short video about his dad, and it talks about his love of excellence and of how you prove, just like those officers you trained under in Vietnam, Greg, it shows Donald Trump has that same standard of you show what you are, you do what you are, and you're completely responsible for yourself.
James, you don't have to waste your time playing it, because I asked you a question since you
Hang on, Greg, hang on, buddy.
I asked you a question. How do you think he's going to implement his crime control, and his son, who is not an objective party, has no influence on the answer to my question. So I appreciate very much the effort you expend. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Greg. And you are tough as nails, and I would certainly want to have you in my army if I were in a fight. I'm going to play this little bit of Donald Trump talking about his dad in a video. It's a form of a video, so you can kind of imagine the pictures of these magnificent buildings. But his dad, the builder, this is not a small thing, folks. Building a 60-story, a 70-story building, a building that's worth $1 billion, this is not a small thing. Think about it, folks. Think about just from the first piece of dirt that has to be dug for the foundation to the final gold-plated trim as you rent out those units or sell those units, open the finest five-star restaurants. Donald Trump has done this over and over. It's mind-boggling. What he's done is so great, folks. I don't think people can grasp it. I don't think it's too big. It's too big for people to comprehend. This man is a man. There have been men of this stature, only a handful in the history of our people. Listen to this little thing from his son.
Father always said, the most important thing in life is to love what you're doing, because that's the only way you'll ever really be good at it. My grandfather was fiercely ambitious, a workaholic. He made my father and his siblings watch him as he walked construction sites. That's how he taught them, by osmosis. My father carried that passion for learning to the Wharton School of Finance, and when he graduated, he set his sights on Manhattan. My grandfather couldn't understand why. He had been successful in Brooklyn and Queens and thought my father should follow in his footsteps. But to my father, Manhattan was the epicenter of the world. It was center stage. It was where he wanted to make his name. When my father first laid eyes on the Commodore Hotel in the heart of New York City at 42nd Street next to Grand Central Station, he knew the rundown property had the potential to be a crown jewel. However, the turning point came when my father decided to purchase the greatest single piece of real estate in New York City. Working from his Upper East Side apartment every day, he would pass an 11-story building at the corner of 57th Street and 5th Avenue that housed Bronwyn Teller. What would soon become the iconic Trump Tower is a prime example of the old adage, timing is everything. In 1982, he unveiled a $200 million, 68-story apartment retail complex. It was the cornerstone of my father's global brand. Followed soon by the construction of Riverside South on the former New York Central Railroad Yard, Trump International Hotel and Tower, Trump Soho, Mar-a-Lago, the famed old post office. Today, my father has built and acquired properties all over the world, in Scotland, Dubai, Canada, Panama, Brazil. Everything my father does is first class. He loves real estate. He loves building the greatest projects in the world. And when you love what you do, you inherently do it better. It doesn't feel like work. His passion is contagious and it motivates people around him. One of my father's proudest accomplishments was that my grandfather lived to witness the root of his success. He lived to see our name transform the Manhattan skyline. Since then, not a day goes by that my father doesn't wish my grandfather was here to see the brand rise to global excellence, dominating the world of luxury hotels, dominating the world of golf, and now the world of politics. My grandfather was a patriotic American. I know he would get a kick out of seeing his son accept the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Not many people have the opportunity to work alongside their children, but my father has been blessed to not only work with us, but to also teach us what my grandfather had taught him. And now, as he takes the greatest step in his life, all that he's worked for so hard will be in very capable hands with us. My father has struck a nerve with the American people. People who never cared about the election or never voted before are rushing to his rallies. Decades of success have taught my father that anything is possible, that even where others have failed, his vision can prosper. America has given my father everything, an incredible family, a successful company, and the ability to employ thousands of hardworking people every day. As president, my father plans to keep making deals, big deals, on behalf of his country, around the clock. It's time for my father to use all that life has taught him to bring our country back.
Please. There you go. That was something that Don Trump Jr. did during the during the RNC, and I thought it was
to present to you. And
there's Ivanka coming up next. I'll tell you, the kids. Donald Trump said it himself. The kids really stole the show. They were the show at the Republican convention. This was the revelation. America met the most extraordinary family it has in these four sons and daughters of Donald Trump. They also got to meet Barron on the last day when Donald Trump gave his speech and accepted the nomination. And he was, Barron was on the stage with him, 10-year-old Barron. I'm going to see if I've missed some calls here. I think I've got Jason. I think I might have Iconoclast. Engineer, straighten me out on who I've got. Iconoclast and Jason in Boston. Iconoclast, I think you've been waiting the longest, my friend. You're on the air.
Okay, I just posted on White News Now, good riddance, Debbie Wasserman Schultz out as DNC chair. And it's a CNN article. Debbie Wasserman Schultz announced today she is stepping down as chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee at the end of the party's convention, which is set to begin here Monday. And it essentially, it's over the over the release of the emails, which condemn them as being very biased toward Hillary.
Well, thank you very much. And Iconoclast is referring to a website, whitenewsnow.com, which is a website I've maintained for over 10 years. And thank you very much, Iconoclast, for posting that on whitenewsnow.com. And
I'd also like to comment on the last caller, something the last caller said.
Yes?
Donald Trump can do much more than he imagines on the first day in office, because our stupid government is supposed to only Congress is supposed to pass laws, but Congress has placed the rulemaking power in the hands of the executive. Every single one of those rules, or any of them, Donald Trump could repeal on his very first day in office.
Well, now, Iconoclast, you raise a good point. George, you can chime in if you see something here, and that is this: in the days, Donald Trump will be elected president on November 8th. That gives him two months and 9 days before he becomes president. And in those 2 months and 9 days, what is he going to be doing? His entire staff, everybody, they're going to be working like bees to put together his opening salvo as president of the United States. So, Greg, he is going to come when he walks into the Oval Office and sits down and has all that furniture cleaned off, so he can't sit down. He likes clean. He is going to have an entire package ready to roll. And Iconoclast, you're right. One of those elements will probably be the repeal of executive orders. I think I might hear a little bit of music. I don't know whether I hear some break music. Well, maybe not. The repeal of dozens, scores, how many are there? Is it in the hundreds of executive orders?
No, it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Well, but he will have the repeal of executive orders. There aren't thousands of those. He will have the repeal
yes,
of...
there are.
Well,
all the ones
all right.
that, because each president in turn continues the old ones.
Well, I understand. We're just talking about Barack Obama here. And Donald Trump will be able to repeal en masse, as you're saying. This is correct. With one fell swoop. He'll have it all ready, Greg, so that he'll have laid out on his desk when his signature becomes the signature of the President of the United States. He'll have all that stuff written out, ready for a signature. And you know how executives do it? He'll have the pages lined up so that all that's showing is the signature line and covering his whole desk. And he's just going to take that pen and go down that row. And just as his assistants flip the pages for him, he's just going to sign Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump, Donald J. Trump, till his hand and his arm are sore. I think that's going to happen on maybe day one, maybe day two or day three, but it's going to happen very quick. And let me just quote Donald Trump on the matter. What does he say he's going to do? And remember, his kids, all of them say, and everyone who knows him, all these fellas, all these friends of his, like Fran Tarkin, Fran Tarkin, I think, said he's known him for 40 years. It was something I couldn't believe my ears. They all say he does what he says he's going to do, and that when he sets out to do something, he does not quit. He gets it done. Now, so many people say this about him who know him very well, and his life shows it, that nothing stops him. That what we can anticipate, he has said, when I enter the Oval Office, things are going to happen so fast, it's going to make your head spin. So he's promising you, Greg, he's going to make your head spin when he gets into office. That's his promise to you. It's going to happen. And he uses the phrase over and again, so fast. It's going to happen so fast. So he doesn't make statements like, well, you know, it's such a mess, it's going to take us years, took years to make this mess, it's going to take years to unravel it. He doesn't say that. He says, we're going to fix this so fast, you're going to be so proud, and America is going to be so much greater again. So he says that over and over again. He means it. He's mean it. You know, what we have in Donald Trump, unlike the stuff we've had, I'll use a little bit of French right here, we don't have another bullshitter. This guy is real. That's what I was trying to persuade my friends of when I first became aware, when I perceived, you know, this guy's for real. This guy's one of us. He's a real patriot, and he's really going to get stuff done. So anyway, that's by way of answering Greg's question. Now, Iconoclast, do you have any other thought?
No, that was my main thought. But let me remind you that each president in turn always signs an executive order continuing his predecessor's executive orders. So he could get rid of most of the so-called laws, which probably are unconstitutional, but by simply repealing them all.
By saying
that no executive order issued by my predecessors is in effect anymore, except these.
Yeah. Well, we got it. That's beautiful, Iconoclast. Thank you very much. And you helped to answer Greg's question. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jason in Boston.
How are you doing, sir? Wow, how are we doing, sir?
Good, thanks for coming.
Great. It's kind of like a pinched garden hose when you're on hold this long and hearing so many wonderful callers. So what I'd like to do is make a compliment, two statements, and then ask a question, assuming we have enough time for all of that. So the compliment is going to be, in terms of RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, I came to this to follow you guys by following Dr. Bill Deagle over from his other network, and now I listen every day during the week and also on the weekends, and I rarely call into the weekend shows, but here I am. So it's James, right?
James Kelso, yes, sir.
Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for your voice. Anyways, I want to make two statements. The first statement is, I'm 32 years old. I'm very involved in social media, and there is this phenomenon on the internet where networks like CNN and Fox and this and that, they have what's called live chats. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you can chat with people who you either agree with or disagree with and this and that. And Trump supporters, I would say, make up 85%, 90% of the audience in all of these networks. And we have great moderators like Jujubot and Lindeb and Bill Beck and all of them that basically will not tolerate garbage. So second statement is, when I go into the Hillary supportive chat groups, which is kind of the internet straw into the drink of the American public, doesn't exist. They aren't there. It's simply not present. Okay, and we're not a bunch of 12-year-olds just messing around on the computer. We're very well aware. We know what's going on. We know 9/11 was garbage. We know Sandy Hook was garbage. We know Boston bombing was garbage. And I'm from Boston. So my question is, so I just did a big data dump on here, but sorry to your audience for rambling, but my question is, no one is voting for Hillary. No one. And yet she's a viable candidate. I can't find Bernie supporters who say they're going to vote for Hillary. They just divert off the issue and want to talk about their cat or how many beers they have or whatever they want to do. No one is voting for Hillary, and yet she's a candidate on the national stage. I think that this 1984 world that we live in, and this is a question in the form of a statement, I think that we live in more of a 1984-type world than even those of us that are awake really believe, understand, or could possibly comprehend, because everyone is voting for Trump, like him or not. Even people who don't like him are voting for him. And no one's voting for this devil. With a career...
Jason,
he has female... Sorry.
Maybe I can unravel the riddle. Now, I'm not familiar with the ages of all the different generations, but is your group called millennials?
As far as I understand, millennials or maybe Generation X or something like that.
You might be in Generation X.
I was born in 1984. I don't really look at that stuff, but yeah.
Okay. Well, Eric Trump, who is, I think he's just a couple years older than you. I know Don Trump is 38, and I think Eric's a couple years younger. He's in your age group. He calls himself a millennial.
Right.
And I'm going to, let's see. Oh, we've got one more segment left, Jason. We're going to finish off the show with answering your questions, and thank you very much for your compliments. Stay tuned, folks, for the wind-up to the show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along, before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. Best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Well, folks, Merle Haggard's analysis was, no, the good times are not really over for good. We got one more chance. Too bad he has to look down on it from up above to see this one last best chance. Jason, I'm answering it. We got one segment left. We're going to close out here with George. And Jason, I'll be answering you. I guess you're off the air. So George and I will be answering you. And to answer that millennials question, I was asking you whether you're a millennial. You said you were born in 1984, and you were wondering whether you are a millennial. Yes, you are. I just looked it up. Millennial is generally considered to be somebody born between the early 1980s and the early 2000s. And guess who was born in 1984 with you on January 6th? That's Eric Trump. And he made the point. He said he made the point about millennials. He said we've stopped believing. You're talking about, you know, nobody's voting for Hillary. He said we millennials, a lot of us have stopped believing that the politics is so corrupt. We're so disgusted with it that we've stopped believing it's even an honorable profession. And he said, my dad is going to fix that. Now, you talk about nobody's voting for Hillary, and George was messaging to me that, you know, it looked like nobody was voting for Bill Clinton. But the sad news is there are a lot of really, unfortunately, a lot of dumb people and a lot of people that aren't us, really, in America. And so let's put it this way. The reason it doesn't seem anybody's voting for Hillary to you, Jason, is that you run with smart people, and smart people aren't voting for Hillary. They are the smart people, the people with class and integrity like you, Jason. They're voting for Donald Trump. So, but George was mentioning it was a shock to him. Not only were there some people voting for Bill Clinton, but they actually won. And then, you know, make another, you know, sickening example. How the heck did Barack Hussein Obama get elected to the presidency of the United States? Not once, but twice. So that's the scary part, Jason. And that's why people like Jared Taylor and Peter Brimlow have said that Donald Trump might be our last best chance. That it really, this is a, everything's riding on this. Rudy Giuliani said it in his speech at the convention. This is it. This is the big one. This is for all the marbles. And, you know, there are just enough of us that are able to see, as Merle Haggard says, that we can still win. Hey, and we're out of time. George, a big thank you to you. We'll see all of you tomorrow night, 9 to 10.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern
Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.